Welcome. In this lesson, we're exploring the AMC approach, a range of pre-drop silence in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness. It's a beginner sampling tutorial that uses sampled atmospheres, short vocal or FX hits, and livestock devices to build tension, create a surgical silence before the drop, and then hit the listener with a heavy, grimy contrast. Start with tempo and view. Set your project to a DNB tempo. 174 BPM is a good starting point, and work in arrangement view so you can place things precisely. What you're going to build is an 8-bar loop with layered ambience and a chopped vocal / FX lead-in, colored with EQ, saturator and tiny redux for that 90s grit, and a clean 1-bar pre-drop silence made with utility or silent clip plus return muting, so no reverb tails leak. The end result is a hard, immediate jump into the first drop hit. Step by step, A. Prepare your samples first. Drag two audio samples onto separate tracks. Sample A should be a long dark ambience, vinyl crackle or sub rumble that fills the bed from roughly bar 1 through bar 6. Sample B is a short vocal chop or reversed FX. Drop sample B into simpler classic if you want to slice or reverse it. Use the reverse button if you need a backward leading sweep that stops at the silence. B. Color for 90s darkness with stock devices on each track at EQ8 and gently low pass to remove unnecessary highs. Use a 12-24 dB/oct slope and, if needed, a small boost around 150-400 Hz for warmth. Add saturator set to soft clip or analog clip and drive lightly for grit. Apply a touch of redux for tiny bit reduction to emulate old sampler character. Send a small amount of signal to a single return channel with hybrid reverb or reverb for long tails. But remember, you will automate this return for the silence. C. Build the atmosphere. They in AMC to arrange sample A to occupy bars 1-6 as the main texture. Place sample B hits around bars 5-7 as cues into the drop. Shape dynamics with clip gain or track automation so the atmosphere is present, but controlled before the mute. Add subtle motion with an auto filter cutoff automating slowly toward the silence. Keep it restrained. We want tension, not a traditional riser. D. Arrange the pre-drop silence precisely. The M and AMC decide the silence length. Classic 90s feels are 1/2 to 1 bar. Try 1 bar at 174 BPM. There are two clean ways to make the silence. Method 1. Recommended. Utility gain automation. Put a utility device last on a group that contains all elements you want silenced. Call it pre-drop group. In arrangement view, show the utility gain lane, and at the start of the silence draw a steep automation drop from 0 dB to inf or minus 60 dB. Hold it for the silence length and snap it back to 0 dB on the downbeat of the drop. Use very short 1/6 millisecond ramps on the automation breakpoints to avoid clicks. Automating a single utility on a group keeps transients aligned and prevents phase issues. Method 2. Alternate. Use a silent audio clip. Split the audio leading into the drop and insert a silent clip for the silence region, and make blank MIDI clips for instruments. If you use this method, also automate track sends to zero for that region. E. Handle return and send tails. Critical step reverb and delay returns will otherwise keep ringing through your silence. Automate the return track fader S or place a utility on each return and automate that utility to silence during the pre-drop. This is fail-safe. Silence the main group and silence the return so there's no bleed. Don't rely on just lowering source track gain without also killing the returns. F. Preserve character. Full mute or sub rumble? Choose whether to keep a tiny sub rumble or go full silence. Full silence means the utility on everything including sub channels goes to inf. For a spooky 90s undercurrent, keep sub on a separate sub group outside the pre-drop group. Low pass it around 120 Hz and drop its level so it's felt more than heard. A / B both options to see which creates more menace. G. Prevent clicks and make it musical if you need a perfectly clean cut. Add micro fades to audio clip edges and smooth utility automation edges by a few milliseconds. Ensure the first drop element, a kick, snare or substab, is not muted and lines up exactly with the end of the silence. You may add a transient shaper or subtle drum bus on that hit to increase perceived attack. Final checks and polish. Play from bar 4 through the drop and look for reverb or delay tails leaking into the silence. Automate returns if you hear anything. Check level jumps and add a short limiter on the drop start if necessary. Collapse to mono to test for any phase cancellation if you automated stereo width or processed stereo sources. If you run into CPU stutters or timing jitter, avoid using track activator automation. Prefer utility gain automation Freeze or resample the pre-drop group to a single audio clip when needed. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting to automate return faders or return utilities. Reverb and delay will leak through. Accidentally muting the first drop transient. The drop loses impact if that transient is also silenced. Abrupt automation with no smoothing. This causes clicks. Use micro fades and tiny automation ramps. Automating track on slash off switches. These can cause CPU hiccups and timing jitter. Use utility gain automation instead. Leaving white stereo material unmanaged. Check in mono for phase problems. Making silences too long for the musical context. In D&B, brevity often serves darkness best. Pro tips: use a single pre-drop group and automate one utility on that bus to keep everything coherent. Keep a separate sub-group for a felt rumble option. Pre-render or resample processed lead-ins so you can trim tails precisely. Automate return dry slash wet or faders to control reverb tails leading into the cut, but mute returns for the silence itself. For extra 90s flavor, add vinyl distortion or redux to the ambience before the mute so the contrast with silence feels raw. And make two quick versions, full silence and sub-keep, to compare in context. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Put a dark ambience on audio track 1 across bars 1-8. Add a reversed FX or vocal slice into simpler that hits right before bar 7. Group atmosphere, effects and hats into a pre-drop group and put a utility at the end. Automate utility gain to minus 60 dB for bar 7 with 3-5 ms ramps. Send ambience to a reverb return and automate that return fader to 0 for bar 7. Place your drop hit on bar 8 outside the pre-drop group, so it arrives immediately after the silence. Play bars 4-8 and confirm the silence is clean and the drop hits hard. Recap: remember the AMC approach. Atmosphere. Craft a textured, dark sample bed. Mute. Apply a grouped mute using utility or a silent clip and mute returns to create a surgical pre-drop silence. Contrast. Make the first sound after the silence a heavy, transient hit so the drop lands with maximum darkness. Use simpler, EQ8, saturator, redux and utility, and always automate return tracks to stop tail bleed. Keep silences short, avoid clicks with micro fades and small automation ramps, and decide whether to keep a sub rumble for a ghost undercurrent. Closing: keep the phrase in mind as you work. AMC approach. Arrange a pre-drop silence in Ableton Live 12 for 90s inspired darkness. Use the pre-drop group utility and return muting as your core tools. Test in mono and iterate quickly between full silence and sub-keep versions until you find the right amount of menace. That's it. Build the loop, listen critically, and let the silence do the work.